nacque da Gondola!
Da-di-da-da, da-di-da-da, da-di-da-di-da-da, da-di-da-da-da.
Faked you out. I'm still here. And welcome to the post-apocalypse episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you until noon, if the world doesn't end. So, I guess we were right. That guy camping blew it again, you know? And I was thinking on the way in that I think I, too, shall start putting billboards up. Let's see. Let's think up a good one, shall we? In the year 2013, on the date September 2nd, frogs will fall from the sky. That's right. I'm going to put billboards up. Frogs will be falling from the sky September 2nd, 2013. I cannot wait for that day. That's going to be a monumental day. So if you see billboards about that, you know, Reverend Mark Time, I could always use your help, just saying. And today's show will be all about lies, liars, and oh yes, false prophets. Not just false prophets, but false prophets of doom. There's nothing worse than a false prophet except for a false prophet of doom. So look that up in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, Mr. Camping, and tell me what you think. Which one are you? Are you a false prophet or a false prophet of doom? Today we may be hearing from somebody down in front of that guy's headquarters. I'm going to try to call their headquarters today and see what happened. Hope you enjoy the show today.
Trouble's gonna come to you. Let's open as it opens. Wake up to the star of a bride who goes in and stays inside. All the demons come, they can't subside.
We just heard a track from the new Bon Iver CD, Calgary. Before that, Your Time Is Gonna Come, Mr. Camping, from Led Zeppelin. You know, I'm gonna try to call him right now, so if you guys will just hold off on the phone calls, let me see if I can get a hold of that guy.
Information about an article you've read in the Family Radio News, press 1. To request information about a music selection, a speaker you heard, or for other program information, press 2. Thank you very much for calling and listening to Family Radio.
Oh man, I guess they're not there. All of them got raptured. It was so funny. I was watching the news, and a bunch of people were out protesting. They released a whole bunch of balloons of, like, naked body balloons, you know? It was kind of funny. Yeah. It really was funny. Harold Camping, you are a scream, dude. You have pranked everybody. I love pranking people, but you, sir, have pranked everyone. I love it.
Is always true for the Christian. And now we're to have another famous hymn requested by Sergeant and Mrs. Philistine of Bishop Howe's Armored Workshop, BFPO 41, a splendid setting for a lovely fight.
Lord, we've sinned against thee, worked and schemed against thee. Now you're free to punish us. We've worked and schemed against thee. Punish us and teach us, and we'll give our soul to you. Our soul.
us relief as we give our soul to you.
Technical difficulties have prevented the further transmission of the Sunday morning hangover. The Reverend Mark Time has been struck down by lightning and will not be heard from again.
Dear God, hope you got the letter and I pray you can make it better down here. I don't mean a big reduction in the price of beer, but all the people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe in me.
Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be alone.
Don't believe in
To the Church of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time. The end of times has come and gone. If you're still with us here on planet Earth, thou art a sinner, and you will perish and burn in hell forever and ever until the end of time. Come on, everybody, cheer up. We're still here. We're still alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. And you know, since we're all in such a happy mood that we made it, it's time for a couple of jokes from our good friend, Frog. Frog is heard every, I think, Tuesday night here on Left Out. Okay, first of all, this one's in poor taste. You might want to put the hands over your little children's ears. Did you hear about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Let's try this again. Arnold Schwarzenegger's new movie. The Sperminator. Ah, ha, ha. I saw that one coming. Another one. What do you get when you look at Congress? You get nostalgic for the days when there were just three stooges. Thank you, Frog, for all those wonderful jokes that you supply to Sunday Morning Hangover and everybody else with. Even though they're really corny, I like them. So, hey, we have some tickets to give away. Anybody want to go see a movie? And this is a cool movie. The Fifth Element. It's very apocalyptic. Speaking of which, it's got Bruce Willis and all kinds of other great people in it. We've got a pair of tickets to see The Fifth Element at the Bijou Theater next week. And so if you want to see The Fifth Element at the Bijou, give me a call. 346-0645. And now a song from the leader of the Church of Satan.
Why should they cry?
la 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 la. Yes, we're so gloomy. Gloomy Sunday, yes. It's dreary and drizzly out there. La la la. Good day to shop, though. You know, I hope all of you didn't go crazy and charge up those credit cards after the so-called rapture, because we're going to have to pay for this stuff now. Of course, Mr. Camping, who I tried calling on the phone earlier, who's not available, I'm sure he kept his expenses down, even though he raked in $75 million over this scam that he just heaved on everybody. And all those people that bought motorhomes that drove across the country, how about that guy that spent $140,000 telling everybody the world was going to end? Man, what a bunch of dummies. Anyways, Reverend Mark Time here on KWBA Sunday Morning Hangover, the post-rapture show. Yes, I'll get off that thing. It's just, I like to dig in a little bit sometimes, you know, and go, the rapture didn't happen. Well, on and on. You know, I played a few songs by a guy named Jim O'Rourke a few weeks ago. I'm going to play this one, which I really love. It's kind of a long one. It's called Women of the World, and it's written by a guy named Ivor Cutler. Oh, by the way, I did give away tickets for The Fifth Element, but if you want to see a movie called Rubber at the Bijou Theater, Rubber at the Bijou Theater, first caller, 346-0645.
Women of the world.
listening to Jim O'Rourke, Women of the World, an Ivor Cutler song. Reverend Mark Times, Sunday Morning Hangover. One more pair of tickets. I got tickets for the Northwest String Summit Music Festival in Portland, Oregon. 3 days of music and camping, July 22nd through Sunday, July 24th. Give me a call, 346-0645. Now a word from our sponsor for all you RV fans. If you're in an RV, ready for the rapture, you'll like this.
Free bat rides every day. Howdy, friends. I'm Lord Jim Cravington for Medieval Motors, your friendly truck stop of transportation in the Diet of Worms. Friends, whether you're in the body or at the lunch, we've got the Griffin, the Minotaur, or the sporty little Camel Leopard to suit your imaginary travel needs. And gosh, what can I say about these little guys? Yes, it's your all-new Cardboard Vampirettes, the economy transport that's got them all guessing on the other side. Well, we've got continents and peninsulas of new and used transfigurations and a secret rose garden of perfect values. So get your ass in gear and your oxen in here so as we can trade indulgences and get you on your path. Now, we're just a painful mile off the freeway of Lost Hope at the intersection of down and out avenues in the Citadel of the Angel.
Oh, how you doing? A lot of the good old boys are here tonight. We'd like to welcome you down to the television mission. Don't forget, if all you can do is sit at home, then try to keep yourselves awake and dial the phone.
Call in for pledges.
Call in for pledges, yes.
For pledges.
We have a lot of our special beauties answering the phones this evening. And the best thing you can do is dial this number that you see on your screen as quickly as you can with a contribution to the television mission. Don't forget to call in a pledge.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk about Jesus? Yeah. Well, you never know who's going to be here this evening.
We're waiting for him.
Yes, well, it's one. I know you are, son. I know it's one of the real positive qualities of the television mission is we just never know who's going to drop by. I mean, it's a lot
band
of folks
is,
have been. The band is here. The band
is
getting
ready.
Set up. The band is ready. The band is ready.
Announce the band.
And I'm here to tell you that it's time, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hold down your applause as long as you can because it's time you heard from Red Greenback and the Blue Boys. Don't forget to call. The number's on your screen.
Jesus standing underneath the bridge outside of San Antonio. So I got my semi home to my baby's arms. Well, I barely saw him thumbing in the rain another hippie, looking like he never did nobody harm. By the time I got my brakes on, slowed her down and stopped, and I looked around. I got a ride with a woman all alone. I saw the taillights of the Cadillac. I picked him up, get smaller, in the rainy dawn outside of San Antonio. Saturday, New Mexico just fell away. That woman never let nobody pass. I must have known I was behind him, eyes wide open, singing, shouting. Oh, sweet Jesus, stop for gas. That woman kept her holding on. The big sky cracked and it drowned my song. And my rig and I broke down near Santa Fe. I thought I saw him waving as that Cadillac laid rubber smoking westward toward the desert at of L.A.
Listening to the sounds of Cotton Jones. Cotton Jones coming to town this Saturday at Sam Bond's. I'm going to be there because I love these guys. Cotton Jones, Some Strange Rain. Before that, Phil Austin from Fireside Theater. Come on, Jesus. Show yourself. You're listening to the Post-Rapture Sunday Morning Hangover.
Thank you. land, 'cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same
WVA, Eugene.